Hello and welcome to Popcorn Optimist, a film appreciation podcast that believes the more context we have, the more likely we are to appreciate film. First things first, my name is Austin Sanders, and I'm not a critic. I'm not a reviewer. I haven't seen the movie I'll be discussing today yet. What I want to talk about, what this podcast wants to talk about, is why movies are exciting. Speaking of, I'm excited because there's a new Spike Lee joint available on Apple TV Plus. This is Popcorn Optimist, and this is why I'm excited for Spike Lee's Highest to Lowest.
Where's my money? I got the 4 pounder sitting right here. Don't try nothing funny.
In case you haven't heard of Highest to Lowest, this is the summary from A24. When a Titan music mogul, Denzel Washington, widely known as having the best ears in the business, is targeted with a ransom plot, he is jammed up in a life-or-death moral dilemma. Brothers Denzel Washington and Spike Lee reunite for the fifth in their long working relationship for a reinterpretation of the great filmmaker Akira Kurosawa's crime thriller High and Low, now played out on the mean streets of modern-day New York City. The film also stars American Fiction's Jeffrey Wright, frequent Spike Lee collaborator Ilfanesh Hadera from Chirac and the She's Gotta Have It TV series, and musician A$AP Rocky. You walk around town with that guy, when you pass by, I just laugh like... So what's the deal with Highest to Lowest? First, it's a new Spike Lee film, and that's a big deal. Lee has made some of our most important films, including She's Gotta Have It, Do the Right Thing, Malcolm X, 25th Hour, Inside Man, Chirac, and 2018's Black Klansman. He's also an incredible documentarian known for Four Little Girls, When the Levees Broke, and the live concert documentary of American Utopia, David Byrne's Broadway Concert. Spike Lee is an extremely prominent voice in New York film. In terms of making films about New York, he's maybe the most prominent, second only maybe to somebody like Martin Scorsese. And then, of course, the movie also stars Denzel Washington, and Denzel Washington has been one of our best and most dynamic actors for what feels like his entire career. Denzel is known for so many movies, but we'll name check the five that he's made with Spike so far: Mo Better Blues, Malcolm X, He Got Game, Inside Man, and now Highest to Lowest. And on top of all of this, the film is a reinterpretation of High and Low, directed by Akira Kurosawa from 1963, starring Toshirô Mifune. And if you don't know High and Low, maybe you've never heard of it, that's okay. Here is the summary from Criterion. Toshirô Mifune is unforgettable as Kingo Gondo, a wealthy industrialist whose family becomes the target of a cold-blooded kidnapper in High and Low, the highly influential domestic drama and police procedural from director Akira Kurosawa. Adapting Ed McBain's detective novel King's Ransom, Kurosawa moves effortlessly from compelling race-against-time thriller to exacting social commentary, creating a diabolical treatise on class and contemporary Japanese society. This movie is really, really amazing. It's, I would put it probably in the top three Kurosawa films of, in terms of influence, along with Rashomon and Seven Samurai. One of the cool things about it is that it's kind of two movies. There's the first half of it, which is about this ransom plot. Then there's the second half of it, which is about the investigation behind the perpetrator of the ransom plot. High and Low also refers to the class system in Japan at the time of the movie's making, the high part being the wealthy industrialist who is the victim of the ransom plot, and then Low being the perpetrator, who is a very down-on-his-luck character, who I won't spoil anymore, but... it's a great movie. You should definitely watch it. One of my favorite things about the movie is that the back half of it being basically a police procedural. I love this quote from Bill Hader. He talked about this movie on his Criterion Top 10 on the Criterion channel. I mean, this movie has the guy unloading crates while being questioned by the cop scene that is in every Law and Order episode. Many filmmakers who are also Kurosawa fans will say that High and Low is maybe their favorite Kurosawa film. Now, how this movie came about really starts with Denzel Washington. Denzel was already attached to the project, screenplay written by Alan Fox, and he brought it to Spike Lee to direct, and Spike would also do a little bit of a rewrite on it. Spike said yes, he was inspired to reinterpret something from one of the masters, Kurosawa. One of the things that I do think is interesting about this movie is that it's not a remake, but a reinterpretation. Spike is going to be putting his own twist on this material. Other examples of film reinterpretations include the 2001 Ocean's 11, directed by Steven Soderbergh, which is largely the same premise, but with very different results. The original Ocean's 11, starring the Rat Pack of Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr. This movie, they famously had a great time making the movie, but a lot of that great time happened off camera and not in front of the camera. The Steven Soderbergh film, you do see a lot of the fun in front of the camera. It's a fun movie. Another example of a reinterpretation would be Brian De Palma's Scarface with Al Pacino, which is very, very different from the original Howard Hawks Scarface starring Paul Muni from 1932. The De Palma Scarface is about a Cuban refugee, and the original is about an Italian gangster.
Okay. Do you want to play rough?
Okay. No.
Say hello to my little friend!
And another great, I think, recent example of a reinterpretation is 2020's Invisible Man with Elizabeth Moss, directed by Lee Whannell. This movie is so much fun, and it's quite different from the 1933 brilliant Invisible Man with Claude Rains, directed by James Whale.
You're crazy to know who I am, aren't you? All right, I'll show you. There's a souvenir for you, and one for you. I'll show you who I am. And what I am!
Look, he's all eaten away.
James Whale, I would also like to say, is my favorite, I think pretty much everybody's favorite director from the old Universal horror days. James Whale also directed Frankenstein, Bride of Frankenstein, and of course The Invisible Man, and those three movies really, really show a lot of incredible filmmaking talent. Really, check those movies out, all of them. As mentioned earlier, the film was written by Alan Fox and was shot by frequent Spike Lee collaborator Matthew Libatique, known for his work on Darren Aronofsky's Requiem for a Dream, Bradley Cooper's Maestro, and Spike Lee's Inside Man. And A$AP Rocky also wrote and recorded two songs for the film as his character from the film. Now, why is any of this exciting? Well, for me, I think it's exciting because it's one of our greatest living filmmakers working with one of the greatest leading men of all time. This is a pairing that has lasted through the years from Mo Better Blues to now. Also, I think it's really exciting that this movie is a reinterpretation of a classic film instead of just a straight remake. It offers us the opportunity to really experience this material, these ideas, through Spike's lens, instead of trying to recreate the magic that Kurosawa was able to do. And it's a reinterpretation of High and Low, which is, for me, one of my favorite Kurosawa movies. Now, if you're looking for other movies that are in the vein or theme with highest to lowest, I have some picks here, and I call them harkens. Harkens is a term that is meant to describe a movie that harkens back to another movie, and this is not really at all how this term is used, but my wife likes it, and here we are. So the first film that I want to mention is, of course, Akira Kurosawa's High and Low from 1963. The movie is great, it's got great performances, and it is a wonderful collaboration between one of the great masters of film of all time, Akira Kurosawa, with one of their most well-known collaborators, Toshirô Mifune. I would also mention Inside Man, directed by Spike Lee from 2006. It's an excellent crime thriller exploring similar themes to Highest to Lowest, and it is also a collaboration between one of the great filmmaking masters, Spike Lee, with one of their most well-known collaborators, Denzel Washington.
Are you the hostage negotiator?
That's right, Detective Frazier, this is Detective Mitchell. What do you got?
Put on one of these suits and these masks.
We gotta step back and look at this thing from a distance.
Now, those are the main two that I would suggest to check out with relation to this particular movie, but if you're looking for an extra credit film, I would suggest Parasite, directed by Bong Joon-ho from 2019. This movie was inspired by High and Low and is maybe the greatest recent example of a thriller dealing with class. It is also a collaboration between one of the great filmmaking masters, Bong Joon-ho, with one of their most well-known collaborators, Song Kang-ho, star of The Host, Memories of Murder, and is also the star of Snowpiercer, directed by Bong Joon-ho. Now, how much of any of this information you actually need to know to enjoy the movie, I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. But I hope this information helps deepen your appreciation for the film when you do see it, and maybe helps you feel as excited for it as I am. That's it for this week's episode of Popcorn Optimist. Join us next week, where we'll be discussing Rob Reiner's new film, a movie I could not be more excited for, Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues. Stonehenge is a magic place. Where the moon doth rise with a dragon's face. Stonehenge, we are Spinal Tap. We'll go back in time to that mystical popcorn optimist.